not asking it, right? They've turned to Acts the 14th chapter. We'll help us to try to get out what the Lord has given us. I forced them to the best and height that we'll try to work through it in Acts chapter 14, and I'll start in verse number 19. In Acts chapter 14, in verse number 19, it says, "And there came hither certain Jews from Antioch, from Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples had found about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught any, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that he must do much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended him to the Lord, on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Italia, and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they had fulfilled. And when they were come and had hithered The church together, they first all that had God and Israel and hell. He had opened that door of faith unto the Gentiles, and there they abode long time with the disciples. That is the scripture. First looking at this text, we might think that it is just a recorded history of the first missionary journey of the Apostle Paul and Barnabas. It is telling up some of their ventures and some of the things that they encountered and how they in time made it back to the city of Antioch, and finished up their missionary journey, and they began to tell the people about their trip, and I figure that the people sat with amazement at the stories that they told. They no doubt told them about things that happened, about how some of the persecution that they faced, and about the victories that they experienced. But Paul finished the journey telling them about all of those things. But the thought that came to my mind as I read about these things in chapter 13 and 14 is this thought tonight. And it won't take me but just a few minutes. Is the thought of finishing what you started. The thought of finishing what you started. I realize as we begin a new year that we think about starting out. And we always think about starting out right. And it is important to start out right. And it is important to continue right. But it is important to finish right. And that is how the Apostle Paul finished. He started out in the beginning of chapter 13 when they left from Antioch, and he continued the journey. But now at the end of chapter 14, we find him finishing right. So I begin to think about finishing the way you started. Starting right, but finishing right also. So just a few things that I believe this story says to you and I tonight. For one thing, it gives us a message about labor. A message about labor. Because in verse 26, it says this. It says, and thence they sailed, talking about Paul and Barnabas, and thence sailed to Antioch, from which they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. It says that they sailed to Antioch, from which they had been recommended. That word recommended, it means to be commissioned or entrusted. If you go back to chapter 13 and verses 1 through 4, it tells us about their commission. It tells us about how that the Holy Spirit puts it on their heart to separate Paul and Barnabas, separate them for the missionary trip. And they laid their hands on them. They commissioned them. They entrusted them with a message to go out and spread the gospel. I realize tonight that you and I may not be a Paul or Barnabas. I realize tonight that you and I may not be a Timothy or a Peter, but you and I are called of God just the same. You and I are commissioned of God just the same. You and I are entrusted of God just the same with a gospel message. You and I have been sent by God with a story to tell. We have a place and we have a purpose of God. God has commissioned us. You and I, you may say, preacher, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a missionary. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a deacon. I'm not called to a particular work. But if you are saved by the grace of God, God has commissioned you to tell the good news of salvation. Your mission work, your place of service, it might just be your family. It might be where you work. It might be your neighborhood. It is those people that you're around. But God has entrusted every one of us with a tremendous privilege of working for Him. So it tells us something about a work. It is a message about labor. God has commissioned us all to tell the good news of His salvation. But it is not only a message about labor. It is a message about life. A message about life. It says in that verse 26, in chapter 14, it says, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work. They had been recommended to the grace of God for the work. That word work, it means something one undertakes to do or accomplish. But it also means toil. It means toil. In other words, it isn't always easy to serve the Lord. It tells me tonight that serving God isn't always easy. Because if you scan chapters 13 and 14, you'll find that there'll be disappointments along the way. In chapter 13, you've got your Bible. Take a look at verse 5, the latter part. It says, and they had also John to their minister. Talking about John Mark. Then in verse 13, in the same chapter, it says, and John departing from them returned to Jerusalem. I don't know what happened that caused John Mark to leave them to go home to Jerusalem. But it bothered the Apostle Paul so much that later on, when Barnabas wanted to take him on their next journey, Paul said no. And the contention got so sharp that Paul and Barnabas went separate ways on their journeys. There are times that disappointments come when you're serving the Lord. There are times that people disappoint you in life. There are times that there are people you thought you could count on that let you down. There was another one, Hank Demas, that had served the Lord faithfully with Paul. But in Timothy, the book of 2 Timothy, Paul wrote that Demas had forsaken him, having loved this present world. I'm telling you that there are some people that disappoint you. Could I say this tonight? It had no profit. But if time lasts till the end of this year, there are people that have started this year serving God that won't be at the end of the year. I hate to say that, but I'm afraid it'll be true. There are people that were serving the Lord when 2020 began, that when it ended, they weren't serving Him. And I'm afraid that it'll happen this year. There are disappointments along the way. But there are difficulties along the way. You'll find it all through chapters 13 and 14. You'll find that there were Jews that kept confronting the Apostle Paul. Yet the contentions got so bad that the Apostle Paul and Barnabas finally shook the dust off their feet and moved on. They felt pressures, problems, difficulties. It seemed like every step of the way. There are times in life that there are difficulties everywhere that you turn. I couldn't tell you how many times as a pastor that I've had people to tell me, "Preacher, it seems like every time I turn around, there's something else that I'm having to deal with." I've got a brother-in-law that right now is in the hospital. He's been dealing with prostate cancer for a good while, taking some cancer treatment medication for it. Just yesterday he went in the hospital for a UTI. But when he went in the hospital, they found a spot on his pelvis. So now he's facing something else. I was texting my sister this evening, and I said I hate it so bad with everything else that y'all been dealing with, that now there's something else that y'all got to face. I want to tell you, that's sometimes how life seems to be. That there's difficulty, difficulty after difficulty along life's way. Disappointments, difficulties. And then there's dangers along the way. Chapter 14, I read part of it first 19 and 20. You'll find how that the Apostle Paul is stoned and left for dead. They thought they killed him. Drug him out of the street in Lystra. But they didn't kill him. God allowed him to live. I'll be honest with you. I think that's where the Apostle Paul was called up to the third heaven. Saw things that he talked about. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. When he said, if I saw things unlawful for a man to talk about and utter, I think that's where it happened. And he was stoned and left for dead. There are dangers. I'll be honest with you. I was talking about prayer requests. I was talking about our nation. Our nation's at a critical time. I don't know what we as Christians, what we may face. Alice made the statement, we were, just before we left to come to church, she made the statement, we were watching some of that on the news. She said, this is scary. I said, it is. These are scary times. I don't know what we may face as Christians. The kinds of pressure that may be put on Christians in the days to come. But I don't want to leave it there. There are some delights along the way. Throughout chapters 13 and 14, there were people that got saved. There were times that people believed. Paul was able to rejoice in folk that gave their heart to the Lord. Thank God, in the midst of disappointments, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of dangers, thank God there's delights. Aren't you glad in serving the Lord? There are delights in honoring Him. Aren't you glad that there are times that God comes by and blesses and saves and touches our hearts and we're able to rejoice in the good things of God? It isn't all difficult days. Thank God we're able to rejoice in the blessings of God. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you pressing on. Paul was able to rejoice. He was able to go back to Antioch. Sure, he told them about battles and burdens. Sure, he told them about difficulties. But he is able to tell them about souls saved and God changing lives. God doing great things in hearts and in lives. He was able to tell them about that. But I want to tell you, there was not only a message about labor, a message about life. But there is here a message about leaving. There's a message about leaving. It says in verse 26 at the end, for the work which they fulfilled. That word fulfilled, it means to accomplish fully what God had sent them to do. There was the time that they pulled into harbor. There was the time that they got home. There was for them other missionary journeys to come, but I'm talking about this one. There was the time when they arrived at the harbor. The work was done. There's going to come in hay. And I don't believe it's going to be long that we're going to pull into port. There's going to come a day that we're going to arrive home. There's going to come a day when the battles are going to be over. There's going to come a day when the dangers are going to be past. There's going to come a day when labor's going to be ended. And we're going to pull into harbor. Paul, one day, made the statement when it was the end. He said, I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. There's going to come a day that it's going to be in for you and I. Now I want to be able to leave this world being able to say, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. I don't know when the Lord's going to come. I don't know when He'll take us home individually or take us home collectively. But I want to finish well. I don't want to fall out somewhere along the way. I don't want somebody to say, you know, he used to serve the Lord. I want him to say, you know, he ran the race. He finished the course. When my dad died, I remember me and my mom. She wanted me to go with her to help pick out his headstone. And I remember we sat and looked at several, and she said, I want to put something on the stone whenever we picked it out. She said, I want to put something on the stone that, you know, spoke of his life. And I told her, I said, Mom, here's what needs to go on his headstone. I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. And that's what was on the stone. I want to tell you, that's how it ought to be for you and I. That we can finish the course that God gives us. That through all the twists and the turns of life, through all the changing seasons and scenes, that we remain faithful. That through all the ups and downs, through all the paddles and burdens, that we finish our course. I want to finish right. I want to finish well. I'd love to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I want to finish what I started. Don't you? Those are just some things that I saw when I read these verses. In all that he went through, Paul and Barnabas, they finished well the course they ran. I appreciate the Lord's help tonight. I appreciate just being able to share those thoughts with you tonight. I hope there's a challenge to you. Starting a new year, I challenge your heart to ask the Lord to help you. That you start well. That we continue. Finish the year well. It may be we don't see the end of the year. The Lord may come get us before the year ends. That'll be all right. But I want to finish well when it comes and honor Him. I appreciate you being here tonight. Take these many requests we've shared with you. Ask God to help them, touch them, and meet the needs of their heart. Pray for our service this Lord's Day. Ask God to bless Head on be teaching the Sunday school lesson. Ask God to help him. Ask God to bless in all this time, that he may work and do great things. As we gather, let's stand to our feet.